This is session 11, the final session in the PDH online audio course on electrical specification. Related links and references. AIA, the American Institute of Architects, available at AIA.org. This is a large website, and it's well worth your study. I mean, if you can afford 15 minutes, browse around there and see what's going on in the AIA. Chances are they're involved in things that are important to you that you may not be aware of. CSI, the Construction Standards Institute. Again, they have a number of things going on. They have downloads available. They're at csinet.org. ARCOM, Architectural Computer Services, ARCOMnet.com. And again, they're the publisher of MasterSpec. BSD, Building Systems Design. Their website is bsdsoftlink.com. Comprehensive cross index between CSI 1995 and CSI 2004. Some place called pwgsc.gc.ca. Now, I'm not familiar who these are, but when I was mucking around on the net, I found a real nice list that you might find valuable too if this is an interesting thing, how we're changing to the new 1 to 48 division section. Public domain specifications. There is a very long list in the written version of the course. I'm not going to review these individually, but the point of this list, well, there's three things to learn from this list. First, every three exceptions, almost every specification on the CSI list is available in public domain from the internet. So if you're interested in 16050, pull down a couple copies of 16050 from different sources. How do you do it? You just say spec 16050 and throw away all the car specifications. For some reason, when I was doing this, there are a lot of cars that use the same numbers of the CSI specifications. But it's very easy to find representative specifications on any number. Now, there were like three exceptions, and in this list you'll see where I had written down a spec I was trying to get something on, and I couldn't find anything on it. Why are they not there? Probably because it's a bogus number, that the same information has a different number. Remember, in the CSI format, you can choose any unused number and write your own spec for it. You can choose any used number and write your spec for it, as long as it's not duplicated in the set you're issuing. But important concept here, if you're interested, what is a fire alarm spec, go to the internet, see what fire alarm specs look like. A lot of times these public universities issue their entire spec set for a project. You can see what they thought was a good fire alarm spec. And this brings up the second part of this, which I think, again, is very, very valuable. When I was searching out these individual specs, I found about a half dozen places where they gave the entire job spec. Every specification that was issued for the job was put on the internet so you can pull them down. Now, why would you care about this? Well, as indicated in the discussion earlier, one of the hardest parts of specifications is the format, trying to get them to all to match the format of the overall project. If it's an electrical project, they still have to match internally. You can pull down these, and when I say job spec, I don't mean just Division 16. They've got the civil, they've got the front end. Everything for the project was put on the internet, probably so the contractors could review it, but certainly you and I could review it also. And the third thing, there are a lot of bad specs here, and I think that's valuable to look at also, because if it looks like a glaring error to you, that's going to help you remember not to do that when you're writing the specs. Trying to figure out why that one was highlighted on the written list. I don't think I did that. Sometimes the word processing does some very strange things when it's doing it on its own. Okay, this is only the 16,000 family of specs. I did not include communications unless they came up within the 16,000 family. I didn't do anything on security or special systems or data, unless, again, it came up in the 16,000 system. But, again, readily available to you on the internet. You're welcome to use the list of things I found. And it's very straightforward to find them yourself, just browsing the internet, saying CSI 16131 or simply 131. You'll get more bogus hits, but it's not painful. You can read the little blurb on the search engine and readily define which ones you want. And as I recall, they say it's a job specification when they are listing all the specifications for a project. If not, when you jump to that, you'll see it's a long, long list, and each of them is a link. Let me share something peculiar with you, just to complete the course. It's your job to go to PDH Online and get the test and pass it, or work on it a little bit until you're comfortable and they're agreeable to your answers. Spend this time on the internet looking for specifications. I found a beautiful set of specifications from the New York City Board of Education, and they won't let me view them. It's password protected. So I called them up and asked why that is, and they explained, well, they only give that to their actual contractors. They don't give that to the public at large. And I say, isn't that what the Freedom of Information Act is about? When specifications are put together with public money for public projects, they should be public information? Well, we don't give the specifications to anyone except contractors actually working on the project. And I'm going to pursue that under Freedom of Information. I think the specifications are better if they're reviewed. And if there's something wrong with it, you don't want to hide it. You want to correct it. So that's one person's opinion. Hope this course was of value to you and that you fill out the little comment section at the end of the quiz. If there's something that could be done better to improve it, please share that with me. If there's something that was outright in error, please share that also. We'll try to get it fixed. Again, thank you for joining me.